This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, November 14th. Princess Cruises has denied recent claims of a double outbreak of COVID-19 and norovirus on the Grand Princess on its Australian cruise. Now, contrary to media reports of outbreaks on the back-to-back cruises, the company explained that while passengers on the previous cruise did show symptoms, they all disembarked before the current voyage started. They went on to say that the ship was thoroughly cleaned, not once, but twice. Princess Cruises and the South Australia Health confirmed that there's no current outbreak, with only 5 gastro cases and 8 possible cases of COVID reported, which are under control. Government officials are satisfied with the ship's response, stating that the situation is typical for cruising in 2023. And the Carnival Vista has moved to Port Canaveral to start year-round Caribbean cruises. It was previously homeported in Galveston, Texas. Symphony of the Seas has also started its new home port in Port Everglades yesterday, starting its sailings to the Caribbean. It repositioned from Barcelona. Symphony will spend the winter season sailing from Port Everglades. And speaking of Port Everglades, Disney Cruise Line has celebrated the grand opening of its new cruise terminal at Port Everglades, marking the second year-round home port. The terminal, spanning over 104,000 square feet and themed with Disney and Pixar's Finding Nemo, has been designed with Walt Disney Imagineering to enhance the embarkation experience. Now, Disney Dream will begin sailing from the port on November 20th, and then Disney Magic on May 9th of next year. As part of a 15-year agreement with Broward County, Disney Cruise Line says they'll see a minimum of 10.6 million passenger movements. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Monday. Carnival Corporation up slightly, 12.78. Royal Caribbean up 3%, 97.81. And Norwegian down 0.5%, 13.10. If you have a lead on a story, you can send it our way, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Tuesday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.